Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and New York City Council now has its eye on the city's car washes, part of the campaign to raise the quality of life of some of New York's lowest paid and most exploited workers. They held a hearing last week, and with me now is Council Member Julissa Ferraris. She is Julissa Ferraris represents District 21 in Queens. That's like Elmhurst, Corona, Jackson Heights, around there. And is chair of the Finance Committee. Councilmember Ferraris, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Thank you. Hello to you.
And I should say welcome back.
yeah.
But there's a car wash-related bill under consideration. Tell us what's in it.
Well, it's an important bill that will help a 200-plus car wash industry that's currently completely unregulated, to be able to regulate it, to have it licensed by the Department of Consumer Affairs, and to really have oversight. We've heard of a lot of abuse, worker exploitation, taking tips, overtime that's not paid. There's environmental issues on workers that aren't wearing protective or not provided protective equipment and uniforms to be able to perform their job. And the reality is many New Yorkers, you don't think about it. You go wash your car, you pay the tip, and you think it's getting to the guys. And unfortunately, that is not the case.
So you want the car washes to need licenses to operate from the Consumer Affairs Department, correct?
Correct.
And what would that actually do to help the workers?
So it will help the workers in many ways. One is to stop the exploitation in the cases where we've seen it. In many cases, this is an industry that some of the workers and some of the campaign members of the Wash New York campaign have had to individually sue different privately owned car washes for back pay or for abuse of the workers. So this is really a license that the industry will, one, know where they are, how they exist. They will have to report the hours worked. 71% of the workers on the job reported to have worked 60-plus hours and not have been paid, in many cases, overtime.
Is that the basic exploitation that you're trying to stop? Because there was a flurry of news stories about a year ago that were just on that kind of thing. The car wash workers just weren't being paid the minimum wage, and they didn't have the clout to do anything about it versus the owners.
Yeah, there is, you know, that is a, that's the number, that's a very big issue part of this campaign. However, we also have the hazardous work conditions. When people go drop off their cars to get their cars detailed, you really don't, your kind of car disappears and they bring it, give it back to you in 3 hours. But there's workers that endure. We've seen the conditions that a lot of workers' hands are in because they're just given this material and said, polish this car. When a lot of the industry is not providing the right protective wear for these workers to have. So it's also protecting them from their health, for their health. And also, but this is a very big issue when we see workers that are not even making the minimum wage. It's a huge issue of this industry. And having managers dip into the tip or requiring some owners required that workers were paying back their tips. And that's a huge issue that we have in this industry.
Listeners, ever work at a car wash? Work at one now. Maybe you own a car wash. Ever get your car washed? If you're relevant to this issue, 212-433-WNYC, or just if you have a comment or a question for City Council Member Julissa Ferraris of Queens, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Also in this bill, they would have to take out a $300,000 bond, the car wash owners would, to cover settlements that they may have to incur from worker or customer complaints. And those bonds cost $10,000 or $15,000 a year, I read, for a $300,000 bond. And the owners say their profit margins are just too small for that. Why require a $10,000 or $15,000 annual expense for a big bond?
Well, on average, what we have found is that when we've had to press lawsuits against this industry, we found that owners were making far more profit than what they were reporting. This is something that protects both the consumer and the worker. There's hundreds of other licensed businesses that also have bonds. And this would actually, the whole point of being able to license this industry is to bring transparency and also for them to provide proof of coverage for workers' compensation and unemployment and disability insurance that oftentimes they do not have.
212-433-WNYC. David in Brooklyn calling to push back. David, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Okay.
It's great that we're bringing light to the issue, and it's very important to protect all workers. Unfortunately, my assumption is that once this business becomes regulated, the individuals who are currently holding those jobs are probably not going to maintain those jobs, primarily because the expenses will go up. The investment will go up, and if they're already paying higher wages, they're probably going to hire English-speaking, you know, different type of workers. So the people we're looking to protect, the individuals, are going to get hurt in the long run.
Well, I have a prime, you know, I really appreciate your comment, and thank you for calling in. We have a prime example of this industry working and how when we have regulated and are paying people overtime and paying them the right, fair, just wage. High Tech in my district, with their owner Gary Pincus, just went through a process of working with RWDSU and Make the Road and other organizations to provide everything that this legislation asks for. And the workers, you know, I'm excited to be able to go wash my car there. It's on 83rd and Astoria Boulevard in Queens, right by LaGuardia Airport. And the workers are happy. They're as diverse as they were before. And business is booming.
David, which of the conditions that the council member has been laying out and that previous investigations have found would you want to sacrifice for the continued employment of the same number of low-wage workers? Is there a standard that you're willing to, you know, to set, to declare, to support of non-exploitative working conditions?
I'm not equipped to answer, you know, that question. I obviously think that everyone needs to be protected, and the question is, how do we protect them and really maintain two things? First of all, the individuals.
Whoops, did we lose David? David's still there?
Oh.
I guess we lost David's line. But you understand the question that he's raising. And Crane's New York Business had a very critical article about the bill that said the real goal here is to unionize car wash employees. Is that what this is about?
No, the real goal here is to have people paid a fair wage, and also that tips go to them, and that they have protective, are provided all the protections that any other worker has. Why is it that for you to be an immigrant, non-English-speaking worker, that you should be able to accept those conditions? It's an industry that can be regulated, and we're hoping to do that with this legislation. It's proven to work. I see it here at High Tech in my district. And the workers, I wash my car there, and the workers are as diverse as any other industry here in New York City. And, you know, I think, look, it's a concern that's been raised. It's also something that whenever we have proposed legislation, the same thing came with paid sick days. There's always the fear of, oh, this is what's going to happen, or it's going to destroy the industry, or it's only going to be, which is what your caller just said, that it's going to become an English-only speaking industry. Look, we need to wash our cars. As long as there's a demand, the workers will be there. We're just asking for a fair wage. We're just asking that workers be treated fairly, that they're provided with protective gear for them to be able to have their to do all the details necessary. I think this is the right thing for government to do.
Jeremy in Brooklyn wants to push back a little, too, I think. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I love the fact that they're trying to regulate it, but what's the plan for the undocumented immigrants that largely make up the workforce in car washes?
Well, currently, the industry obviously has status issues. Those that have status issues, right now, RDSW is working with many of the workers, and that's when we heard the last caller, or I think it was you, Brian, who had mentioned the union component.
Right.
It's a real concern, but that should not keep us from regulating an industry that's important, and it's important to the city to make sure that all of our workers are protected. because you are undocumented and because you work in this country does not give anyone of any industry the right to exploit a worker.
And do you think that's one of the reasons that the workers are more prone to exploitation in this industry than some of the others because they
Absolutely.
Do hire a lot of undocumented?
Absolutely. I think that's a valid concern. But the reality is that because you are undocumented doesn't mean, you know, we have laws that protect every labor. We have labor laws that protect every human being or worker. If you work, then you should be paid.
And I think Mark in Brooklyn wants to make a point about that. Mark, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, I have that question. I actually don't agree that we need to license that business because that's additional bureaucratic hurdle. Why just not to follow existing labor laws? Why not to follow them, pay them at least minimum wage, and pay them extra for weekends and for overtime?
Yes. Well, that's an interesting question, Councilwoman. He's really asking, why not just enforce the labor laws that we have? Because it sounds like the violations that you were citing by the owners against the workers are already illegal. So why not enforce the labor laws we have rather than issue a new set of regulations?
Because it's incredibly costly to enforce labor laws. We have to provide a lawsuit. We have to go through the full process of everyone getting attorneys, their side getting attorneys, you know, the worker side getting attorneys, or having even the workers having the audacity isn't the correct word, but, you know, being able to get organized and say, I'm being abused. The reality is that this is an industry that generates workers that are getting abused, so we want to be able to regulate this through a licensing so that we know where these businesses exist, who owns them, what is their payroll records, you know, do they have worker compensation, and just like any other industry, there's 200 industries that are 200 car washes out there that are not regulated.
So by regulating the industry in these new ways, this is the means to enforce the labor laws, without which you don't think you have a means, even though those laws are on the books? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not that we don't have a means. The means currently are that we have to sue. And it can take years before, you know, there's an agreement done, or and you have to go through the process and file the labor law. You know, and then it will be individual. In this case, we will know, everyone will know what the rules are. Everyone will know if you go wash your car, you know that that worker is being paid a just wage, and that tip that you put in that box will get to those workers.
Joe in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hey, Joe. Joe, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I'm prepared to hear that I misunderstood, and I'm prepared to apologize. But did I hear you say, isn't the real issue attempting to unionize an industry? I mean, that sounds pretty negative to me.
Oh,
I'll wait for your response.
Yeah, well, I was citing the Crain's New York Business article, which said that the real goal here is to unionize car wash employees. But I think I understand the thrust of Joe's question, council member, because you were saying, no, that's not the real goal here. The real goal is to get them decent working conditions. But I think his implication is, what's so bad about unionizing? Why deny that or walk away from it? Maybe that's exactly who needs unions the most is, you know, low-wage, prone to exploitation workers like these.
I agreed. Look, I work very closely with RWDSU. They're a part of the Wash New York campaign. But I just didn't want to say that this is a concern that was brought up because from the labor movement. This is something that the labor movement has been a partner with many of the advocates, and we understand that a lot of these workers deserve those protections. But each car wash is going to go through a process of they have to decide amongst themselves. There is what I meant, and for clarification purposes, that we're not forcing the unions on these individual businesses. Every worker will have the right to vote in whatever union they want to be represented by. Our DSW currently is the one that represents high tech in my district. So, in the best case scenario, they should have union representation, but every worker has the right to be able to choose their representation in that way.
Why wouldn't we just see after this regulation more automated car washes where you just drive your car through and there just aren't as many people who are, you know, swarming around the car, cleaning the inside, washing the windshield, all of that stuff.
I think in many ways that's the experience of getting your car washed in New York. You want the detail. You want the experience of telling someone, you know, can you look over that tire? Can you put Armor All on my tire? It's part of the New York car wash experience.
Well, we will see what happens. When is the vote scheduled? And you have Mayor de Blasio's backing for this bill already, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes.
Is there a vote scheduled?
We don't have it scheduled just yet, but we'll get back to you with the date.
City Council Member Julissa Ferreras, who represents District 21 in Queens. That's the Elmhurst, Corona, Jackson Heights area. She's also the Finance Committee Chair. And as you've been hearing, very involved in supporting the bill to regulate the car wash industry. Thank you very much for coming on and talking it through with us.
Thank you.